And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good? I don't know.
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatchers from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We're coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do. We're glad you could join us down here. I know it's been a while since we posted an episode of Dispatchers from the Underground, so I appreciate everybody sticking with us. We've been busy doing a bunch of other stuff and just haven't gotten a chance to put anything new up, but we're still doing the podcast. We're still having it all free. We're still putting it out there as much as we can, and we will have new episodes up for you as soon as we can get to it. It's just going to be a little bit more irregular than I wish I could do it. So please stay down with us, subscribe with us, go to our website, dispatchestheunderground.com. There's a subscription button that'll take you through iTunes, or if there's some other way you listen to podcasts, just search for Dispatch from the Underground. I'm sure you can find us on there. Anyway, apologies for the irregularity of the last few podcasts. However, we do have a rad podcast today, so in reality, I guess I'm not really sorry because this is a sick one, so I guess we're making it up to you. So I take it back. I'm not sorry. Fuck you. You're welcome for this rad podcast we're about to give you. On this episode, we're going to be talking to some of the best underground going down here in New York City, the underground of underground here in New York City. We're going to be talking to the Basement Dwellers, or two representatives of the Basement Dwellers Collective here in New York City. They've been doing shows for, I think, around 5 years. I don't know. They're going to give us a scoop on all of it. But they've been doing basement shows, DIY, all-ages shows, and now they're branching out into some bar gigs. And they've been bringing a lot of fucking rad, newer bands that are, you know, the punkest of punks here in New York City. And they're doing a lot of shows. They're putting a lot of music out. Cody and Christina from the Basement Dwellers Collective, two of the members of that collective, are here with us today. So huge thanks to Cody and Christina for taking time out of their busy schedules to come over here and do this show. And Cody and Christina are also organizers for one of the stages at Punk Island. They put a lot of work in on that festival, which is coming up on June 22nd at Randall's Island. It's 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Randall's Island. And you can go to Punk Island NYC on Facebook or Instagram and check that shit out and get all the details about like the 100 bands playing and the 9 stages that are happening. Days and Days is playing, 99 other fucking rad ass bands. And we have two secret headliners that haven't been announced yet, but are going to be announced in the very near future. So if you're into punk and you're around New York City, or if you're anywhere nearby, you're going to be stoked about this show. So you do not want to miss it. It's all free all day on June 22nd on Randall's Island. And Cody and Christina are major organizers in Punk Island. This is my last year running a stage. I've been doing a Dispatchers from the Underground stage there for, I don't know, 8 years or something like that, a long time. And that's how I know Cody and Christina is through Punk Island. We're going to be talking about all that on the second part of the episode. We're going to be talking about Punk Island, some of the cool things that we can look forward to on this great fest that we do here. But really, I just want to say, like, you know, I know a lot of people out there probably don't know Cody and Christina yet, or maybe haven't heard of Basement Dwellers, but this is what this podcast is all about. It's about finding the most passionate, selfless, incredible, and interesting people in the underground. People who are on the cutting edge of really what it is to do punk music, rebellious music, conscious music, you know, something artistically interesting that's out there. Finding those people and putting a microphone in front of them and trying to use that to crawl into the brain and understand a little bit about why they do what they do, why they do the way they do. And that's what we're doing here with Cody and Christina. Is like, here are two people, two young punks here in New York City who selflessly and passionately book shows here in New York. It's so hard to book shows here, and they're doing such a great job. They're cultivating such these wonderful shows. They're curating interesting lineups. They're putting people with interesting ideas and passionate ideas out there, and they're really creating a community through that process. And it's not easy, and it's overlooked, and it's so important for us to take a closer look at that and understand that. And I think a lot of activists out there overlook the cultural realm because they think it's not conscious enough, and so they think that it's not worth looking at. And I think a lot of punks out there aren't really looking at what we do in creating community. And that's why a lot of times it fizzles out or fades away or turns to dust or whatever the fuck else, or becomes a hard times joke article or something like that. But we are creating community, and it is important for us to be reflective on those people who are taking those stances and standing firmly to create that community. And Basement Dwellers, I think, have been one of the best examples of that in New York City in recent history, and very much overlooked because of their youth and because, you know, at Punk Island, we don't fit into what a lot of people think of as the New York City punk scene, because it's not Maximum Rock and Roll, or it's not being covered by, you know, some record labels. But it is super fucking interesting, and it's a really rad community, and Cody and Christina and the Basement Dwellers are doing some really great shit. So we're going to be talking to them and understanding their booking and understanding their outlook and understanding what they're doing, and hopefully their passion comes through this podcast and lights a fire under our asses to think more critically about that community that we're making and work harder to be more like them. I think they're doing a great job. So thank you, Cody and Christina, not only for coming to the podcast, but also for doing all the hard work that you do. Sorry, I didn't mean to say doo-doo, but that's how it came out. Sorry about that. And especially in Punk Island, because we're doing a lot of crazy shit at Punk Island. We've been doing it for a long time, and I hope Cody and Christina and the Basement Dwellers carry the torch on and continue doing Punk Island after I leave, and I think that they're going to do a great job of continuing to build this fucking incredible community space that we have called Punk Island. Again, June 22nd. That's a very, very short time away. We're going to be talking about and playing bands on this podcast who are going to be playing at Punk Island. So all the bands that we have today on the podcast are going to be people playing at Punk Island. And it's going to be a great day. It's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We have a bunch of secret headliners. Days and Days is playing. And yeah, it's going to be phenomenal. So if you're on the East Coast area, remember, it's all ages, it's all day, it's all punk. So come on by. It's all free as well. There's no cost to this show. It's all free. But bring some money for some merch so the bands can be making some flow while they play. All right, anyway, we're going to be talking about the second half of the episode. First half of the episode, we're going to be talking about the Basement Dwellers. I want to say thank you also to Real Punk Radio, realpunkradio.com, for continuing to air Dispatches from the Underground every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Thank you to Tom and all the people over at Real Punk Radio and the incredible programming they're doing over there. Thank you to everybody who continues to listen to Dispatches from the Underground, despite the fact that we're a little bit irregular in our podcast production. I do appreciate that, and your thoughts and your emails and your concerns have been really appreciated too, so thank you very much. I want to shout out Gabe. Gabe has been very supportive of the podcast lately. Yo, Gabe, if you're listening, thank you for your donations as of recently. I really appreciate that. Anyone who digs this podcast, who wants to continue us to continue, please know that there is a way to donate to Dispatches from the Underground to help us cover some of the costs of producing this podcast. You can go to our website, dispatchersfromtheunderground.com, to make that donation. There's also a merch section. So, like, if you don't have the money to be donating, but you want some swag and can spare a couple bucks, that money is appreciated as well. So go to dispatchfromtheunderground.com. Check out the merch section or the donation section and appreciate it. Gabe, thanks for your donation, brother. I appreciate all the sacrifice you make for Dispatches. Lauren, also out there. Lauren, thank you for all that you do for Dispatch from the Underground. It's because we have this little community of people who want us to keep doing this, and people continue to listen, that we keep doing this show. So thank you all, everyone who listens in, whether you donate or put your work into it or not. Appreciate it. Anyway, enough of me bullshitting. We're going to get to the discussion with Christina and Cody of the Basement Dwellers in 1 minute. Get down. All right, let's take a break before we get to the discussion with Christina and Cody from the Basement Dwellers and Punk Island. And let's listen to a tune from Cody's own band, Aluth. Cody, what do you want to listen to?
Ruin.
Ruin is, are you saying you want to ruin the podcast already? Or is that the name of the song? Or
yes.
What? Okay, what's Ruin about?
Ruin, it's about just being a shitty person, and like you're in love with a person who is not as shitty as you, and you're like, I love you, but I'm shitty, so
let
I'm
me
gonna
fuck
ruin
your
life.
Up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yes, that's a good idea. Yeah, I feel that all the time with my wife. I feel like she's a shitty person and she's in love with me who's not shitty. Is that what you mean?
It's like a bittersweet love song.
A bittersweet love song. Okay. So here's Ruin by Luth. Where can they get this song?
Spotify, everywhere you could
Bandcamp, Spream.
You could Spream this anywhere you would like. Yes. All right, here's Ruined by Aluth. Get down. What's up? What's going on?
Yo.
Yo, this is like the fourth time we started because I fucked up every other time. So like it gets a little like less interesting every time we start the fucking podcast here.
This is but, my favorite.
This is my favorite beginning. This is my favorite of your fuck ups, Joey. I'm here with Cody and Christina from the Basement Dwellers. Is it the Basement Dwellers or the Basement Dwellers?
It's just Basement Dwellers.
Okay, so I'll just edit that out. Don't worry about it. Basement Dwellers, yay. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, we're just chilling.
Yeah.
Don't get shy at me now, Cody, you loudmouth motherfucker. Everyone's
He's
seen
so shy sometimes.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious. Don't you agree, Christina?
I agree. It's very obnoxious.
That's okay.
So for folks who don't know, Cody's also in a band called Aluth here in NYC. Playing out a lot, though, so that's pretty cool. Maybe you're on the East Coast mostly. Have you done more of the East Coast stuff?
Just hitting up Connecticut a lot. Got DC a few times, like nothing crazy. We'd like to do some more stuff, you know, looking for people to hit us up, get some gig swaps.
And so Aluth and Cody and Christina, can I say run Basement Dwellers, or is that an inappropriate use of a like hierarchical term or something like that? Like, you're involved with this collective called the Basement Dwellers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in your own words, instead of me like putting them in your mouth, how would you describe Basement Dwellers for folks out there in the world who don't understand?
So Basement Dwellers, I guess, what are we? We're just a bunch of young millennials.
Young millennials.
Everyone, oh yeah, we're getting old.
We just turned the podcast. Everyone just turned the podcast off.
Sorry. I didn't mean to use that word.
We started off young and doing basement shows because we couldn't play in bars. And now we are old enough to play in bars, so we do less all ages stuff, which is sad. But yeah, we're a collective of artists, musicians, people who do stuff for free and don't get paid. And yeah, we book and promote.
Yeah, we're just like a group of friends, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, just like friends that hang out together and go to each other's shows and like.
Yeah,
wanna,
that's a good description.
Want to support each other, so that's what we do.
Yeah, that's it.
You're millennials. You should have a PR rep writing this stuff, because that is not the sufficient pitch for what Basement Dwellers is.
Well,
you guys are like the cutting edge. Like, you're doing a ton of the cutting edge, like underground punk shit in New York City, and you're not like, you know, appreciating your value as punks in the city. Like, where no one else was doing shit, you guys stepped up and have been doing a lot of fucking shows in New York City in the last like 5-6 years, right?
Well, we're Basement Dwellers, so we're socially awkward and insecure.
You really like labels, don't you?
Yeah,
she's a philosophy
sure.
Professor, it's like, yeah, you know, it's part of the whole spiel of being a philosophy professor. Yeah, so but Basement Toilet, look, I'll be your PR rep since you guys are millennials and you're like too kind and sweet and generous to like to say what you've really been doing. Basement Dwellers, look, when people would holler at me in New York and they're like, "Hey, can you help us out with a show?" and I couldn't do it, I would send them to you guys. Because I feel like Basement Dwellers is like one of the most honest, sincere, real punks in New York City that do shows on the regular that are actually fucking fun to go to with like real, good, interesting music. And that doesn't happen, and it's like not pretentious. Sorry, rest of New York City, but you run a bunch of pretentious bullshit that I don't want to be involved in and probably wouldn't have as if we wanted to. But Basement Dwellers doesn't. It's like real punk. It's like the punk that everywhere else in the country sort of like aspires to be, but has a problem doing, I think. And I think Basement Dwellers is doing it.
Yeah, I mean, we're like low-key, but like real low-key, not like hashtag low-key, hashtag DIY.
Hashtag low-key, what does that even mean? but what are some of the bands that y'all have? Because it's not just punk, right? It's like a lot of grind, a lot of like metal-esque stuff. Like, how would you describe the sound y'all have coming down to Basement Dwellers? It's not all punk shows, too, right? Y'all have some other shit.
No, it's mostly like when I book shows, I do like punk or hardcore. Christina focuses more
I do, so I've been getting, I do a lot more indie shows. I guess that's kind of like my forte, but I would say that a lot of the bands I book still have like a punk sound to them. And I've been getting a hold of younger bands which are really up and coming and cool, and they sound really interesting and experimental. So that's been a lot of fun. These people are really like inspired and motivated, and they're coming out into the scene. So yeah,
it just depends on who the collective, who you ask. Like different people of the collective book different genres, you yeah know?
Oh, so different folks are doing different things.
Yeah, so if you hit us up like say we're this kind of band, then like the person who books under that category will respond and say, you know, and try to help you out.
For me, I don't know about y'all, but I'm curious to know. I hate booking shows. It's like the bane of my existence. I mean, I'll do it for homies or like people I believe in. And so how do you feel about it? Like, Christina, when you book a show, are you always excited to book it? Or are you just like, sometimes you're like, oh, this one band is good, but I'd really just like to play, you know,
so
Fortnite or something. I don't know what the millennials are doing.
Oh, I don't play. That's not a millennial
game.
Racist? That's like a child game.
Oh,
that's
I'm
like
sorry.
A elementary school kid.
No.
Game. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
my
an elementary
my
school kid.
Middle
game?
School kids play that.
Okay.
Not us.
All right. I apologize. I sincerely and deeply apologize.
It's okay.
But I believe you do play Fortnite, actually.
I don't know. So I really got into booking when Cody was kind of like, I wanted to book shows, and Cody was like, yeah, go do that. It's not that hard. So I find it.
What a lie, Cody. It's a horrible lie. It's the hardest thing in the world.
I find it exciting. I like booking shows. I think I'm also addicted to the stress of booking shows.
I could see that.
Because like, there's always something, some craziness that's happening that gets in the way, bands drop, and it like annoys me, but at the same time it's like really gratifying once the show comes together, and it's really exciting to be like, hey, I put this bill together, and like there's really awesome people playing. And I don't know, there's something about that I find really enjoyable. So for me, booking shows is always fun. I think that it's a challenge that I enjoy, and I'm somebody who bites a lot more than I can chew, so I'm used to just doing a bunch of crazy, hectic, multitask type things, I guess.
I think it's inspiring to hear people who are excited about booking. I mean, I don't remember when I was. I'm sure that I was at one point excited about booking, but I feel like those are the people who should be booking shows. Like, if you're not excited about doing it, then don't do it. I just do it because I feel like I owe people, and you know, you want a band, you have a band come through that you're homies with, you want people to see them, you know, like you want to hang out and have a good time. But as a booker, like, you can't really hang out and have a good time that much. I feel like, especially in New York, everybody out here who is not from New York, you have no fucking idea what our plight is like in this city. It is so hard to book in New York City. People hit me up for like a week out. They're like, hey, can you help us get a show in like a week in New York? I'm like, no. No, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I need 4 months to, like, book a show and, like, make it something useful that people can go to. It's hell. It's so hard. And so people out there who are, like, excited to bite off more than they could chew, you're saying you're, like, a sadist or a masochist or whatever one. Which one likes the pain? Is that a sadist? That one sounds better, I think. Let's go with that.
It's masochist.
Okay.
Masochist?
Yeah, oh, sadist sounds cool.
Yeah, you're just waiting for us to sound like assholes, Cody. Thanks. Now I'm going to edit that out.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
I've listened to your podcast.
What?
I know how it goes.
Sadist is the person who is liking to dish out the pain. The masochist is
Like I was thinking of that Descendants song. I want to be masochistic. Oh. Or one of those things.
Yeah.
He says one of those words in the right context, probably. Sarcastically?
Yeah, maybe.
That's how I remember.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great that you want to be that person, Christina.
Yeah, I guess I want to be that person. I do get a lot of those people that they email us or they hit me up on like Instagram. Can you get us this show in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Can you list off names of these people? I'd like to know their names.
No, they're just silly bands that like don't. They usually are people from like out of state or like upstate, and they think that it's like super duper easy. And I'm like, no.
It's funny, like having you talk with Joey, because like you're like they're just silly heads, and Joey's like they're fucking pieces of shit.
I want to fucking kill them. I know they're just they're sadly mistaken or whatever. A lot of times when people ask me to book them a show too, I'll be like, listen, you want someone cooler to book your show? Like you don't want me to book your show? Like I don't know, go hit up like someone with a shoestring on their head and like get down and have fun. Like I'm just I'm. At this point, I just want to have fun and, like, hang out with homies at a show and, like, see good music. I don't really care if it like, comes off as cool or not. And that is so stressful in this city to, like, always have an image being projected of, like, the future or whatever. And it's just exhausting and stupid, and I hate it. I hate it. I want them to fucking die.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, pet peeves. Like, let's get into the bullshit. I want to know, like, your number one most annoying thing when people... I know we could be, like, positive and talk about fun, but this is funny for me. Like, the most annoying shit that people hit you up with when they ask you for a show. And also, I want, like, a name of a band that you hate to book or something. I want a name of, like, the three people you want to die.
No.
And, like, I want to list it off. Can we... Too far? A step too far?
This is wrong. This is unethical.
Okay. What is it? Fine. We'll stick to like the lovey-dovey positive bullshit.
I can tell you some shit that I don't like.
Okay, good.
So
names.
Something... I'm not going to name names, but...
Oh my gosh,
look
at Cody like... What the
I fuck? Will say that there's a particular band... A friend of ours is in the band. You know
what
band.
No, I don't.
I'm sitting right here.
I'm sorry. We got some insider knowledge going on. But basically, there's this band. I hate the vocalist. I hate his voice.
Hello?
That's like every band.
But basically what they do, I'm sorry. Every time they come to a show or they play a show, they want every single person to come in for free. So... No one's paying. Nobody wants to pay. They're all bringing their girlfriends. Awesome. Fantastic. And then the problem is they also want drink tickets. So they want to come in for free. They want to get free drinks and they want all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, well then do you want to get paid at the end of the show? Like,
do they want to get paid?
I don't know what they want.
Maybe they don't. Maybe it's like, cool, we want, I know people who start bands just for drink tickets. Like, that's they don't ridiculous. Even care about the music. They're just like, let's show up and get drink tickets.
It's like a Hard Times article. You saw that?
No, but it's true. It's not even a Hard Times. I know people who've started bands with drink tickets. So, like, maybe they don't want to get paid.
It just makes me really angry.
This is, like, nothing new. It's kind of, like, implied. It's like, what don't you like about this thing that, like, I don't know. I'm just
I don't know. It just makes me really pissed. And
yeah,
I
are
think
a douche, Cody. I'm interested about what you're saying.
I think that they do. I think they do want to get paid.
Is this band name Aluth by any chance?
No, Aluth is Good Boys.
Okay. I'm just checking.
They're, like, little dogs.
Yeah. I think, well, I'll be, like, the nice guy, Cody, so fuck you. I'll do something new. I mean, look, they want to have fun and, like, get fucked up. I think that's dumb, but fine, whatever. And have fun. Like, that sounds like an okay deal. Like, if they don't want to get paid, if they're going to bring a bunch of people and have fun, are they good?
My problem is
I'll take that as a no.
There's, like, a trade-off because we want out-of-state bands to come, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we want to pay these out-of-state bands, but we also want there to be people there,
Yeah.
So, like, if we do an all-ages show, that's cool. I forgot where I was going with this.
But you're going to have people at the show. So, like, there's... Yeah. So, at least there's people there, and that's cool, too. And it is... Look, it's hard. Here's another thing people don't necessarily know who aren't bookers, who just go to shows and, you know, it's innocent, and they just go to shows and they have fun. When there's, like, a fucking rad band out there, you want to book them because you like that music and you want to see it live, but and they maybe they're not known, so you book them, right? But no one else knows them yet. Because they've never seen them or heard of them. So, like, they're not going to come out for that band they've never heard of. So you have to put bands on that they have heard of that they want to come see and then blow their minds with this new band, which is, like, what I think, to me, is the key to underground booking. And I think it's something that Basement Dwellers does really well. It's not just having the same bands, but it's having the same bands that everybody's friends with and loves, but also mixing in some fucking rad new sound that when everyone hears it, they're going to be like, oh, fuck. What the fuck was that? That's a good booker in New York. Like, that's what bookers in New York should be doing. And even bookers who I don't like because I don't like their style or I don't like their fucking, like, you know, like what I think is a whack-ass culture that they promote or ephemeral culture they promote. I think that they still do that. And I think that's a really good thing. I think Basement Dwellers does that well. What are, like, two bands that you booked in the last, I don't know, 6 months or so that you feel like are good examples of those things? Like, you know, either it could be out of town bands that you really dug the fuck out of and, like, were excited to bring here, or it could be like a local that you depend on that you love to play with, and, you know, everybody just never gets tired of seeing. And you don't have to say All Torn Up, because I understand that, and it's like, I'm right here, so it's no big deal. Like, you know, say, or Luth, like, we get it. Everyone loves Luth. We get it.
Oh, okay. So, well, we got this.
I'm coming to you next, Cody, though. You can't just, okay, like, not talk also.
There's this awesome, there's a lot of really awesome young kids that are in, they're like 19, 18 year olds. There's this band called Nega Bomb, and they're young.
Mega or Nega?
Nega.
N-E-G-A.
N-E-G-A, which apparently translates to deny.
Okay.
I don't know if that means anything or if that's what it's supposed to be. But these young guys, Nico, Chris, and, oh my God, I don't know the other guy. I just know his Instagram name is.
You didn't have to say names. It's, like,
Tits McGee. I don't know.
Oh, great.
I don't remember his name. So I just call him that. Tits McGee. So these three kids, they're fucking awesome. They're very motivated, young, fun. They bring a lot of people. They're brand new. They're like, they're inspired by, like, their music is inspired by the Basement Dweller shows that they've gone to.
I mean, they didn't say that. We just kind of inferred.
No.
We're like, we're
if
so
if you
good.
Listen to their music, though, and no, the Nico, he loves Basement Dwellers, and he grew up.
I mean, we just think that they kind of sound like bands that we book,
yes,
a lot, like Field Goal and Swing and Ride.
He's
people
being
who are like
modest.
Core parts of our crew, you know. We're like, that kind of sounds like those bands that they saw at my house for the past 5 years. You know, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's rad. That's super cool.
Yeah, so they sound like a mixture of, like, a Luth and Swinging Riot and this band called Field Goal. He's being modest. He's being too humble. He doesn't know what he's talking
about.
I can
literally cut his entire section out, so we can just have this conversation.
Don't listen to anything he says.
It's okay. I'll probably delete it.
But Negabomb, super duper cool. They're playing... little festival in the Bronx that I helped out with. It's on June 15th, and they're going to be playing that, and they're super cool. So,
nice.
I don't know. Go to the Bronx.
Negabomb. I'm uncomfortable saying the name a little bit. Like, it's almost, like, almost fucked
up. Some people say
feel
that.
The same way.
They feel a little weird about it.
Yeah. At least they're not going to make sure they don't shorten it to N-bomb. That would be a bad mistake.
Guys, if you're listening, don't change your name to N-Bomb.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, but, you know, tread that line carefully. So you mentioned a couple other bands, Swingin' Riot, who I know Luth is super close with and have done a ton of stuff with over a long period of time.
Yeah, they run the stage with us, basically, you know.
At Punk Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, good guys.
And booking, too, as well. Dude, Pele, he does most of the art for Basement Dwellers.
Mm-hmm.
You could check him out online. He has, like, Instagram for his art. He just does flyers. We just released a promo video we did.
I saw that. Yeah, that was crazy.
It is so creepy.
Yeah, it's good, though. It's good.
Video freaks me out.
Who made the rice that you guys are smearing all over the
halal
map?
Halal. We got that from, the train station. Okay. Halal. We got, four cases of it.
Well, thank God it was halal, so we don't offend anybody. So that's a really good point. Yeah. Halal. Don't worry, everybody. That was halal rice, and everything's fine. It's all kosher or whatever.
That's just, it's a halal cart. I don't know. It's just rice and chicken.
I'm just fucking around.
I know.
It's funny. I'm sure it's on the Punk Island page. It's definitely on the Basement Dwellers page, a promo video for Punk Island, so go check that out if you haven't seen it. Not now. Wait till the end of the interview, fuckheads. But then when this is over, then go check out that video. All right. Tell me another band. We mentioned Swingin' Riot. We mentioned Field Goal, right? It was the other band. Is there another band that you were been stoked about, Cody, that you've booked in the relatively recent past? And you're like, yo, this is a fucking band.
Not that I could think of offhand.
Wow.
What do I mean?
Intercourse.
All right, Christina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, Intercourse from Connecticut is really good. And also just all of New England is so solid. Oh, wait. Joey's making motions.
You got to talk right into the mic, Cody.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. New England is super tight. So good. Bands from Connecticut and Boston, Sick Minds, Intercourse. You know, Cry Havoc played Punk Island 1,000 times. Yeah. All those guys are really cool, nice guys.
Nice
neighborhood
guys.
Shit, Denzel.
Oh, Neighborhood Shit.
They were
shit.
Just touring.
Yeah, they're great. They're homies from a long time from Boston area.
Good guys.
Yeah, super good guys. Love Neighborhood Shit. You did a show or two with Neighborhood Shit too.
Yeah.
You know what I love about Punk Island, and we're gonna talk about Punk Island in the next segment. You know, creating community is so hard, and I think especially in New York City. Here in New York City, we don't really. Y'all from New York, but I'm from Cleveland originally, and community was a little different in other places because things is easier to have a spot that doesn't get crushed. You know, I go back to Cleveland and there's some places that still exist. That doesn't happen in New York. Places come and go in 4 or 5 years. So it's so hard to create and carve out community. And Punk Island has been doing this for a long time. And it's really a sprouting area for community if people do it right. People can do it wrong too, and there's been stages that come and go, and that people don't really care about sticking together, and then they fuck off or whatever. I'll name names. I don't give a fuck. I used to work with ABC No Rio, and in my opinion, I think that some members of the ABC No Rio collective, I think, are very fickle. I know that doesn't speak for everybody, but I just feel that community is not so super solid on that front. But I feel like Basement Dwellers have carved out real community with folks, partially because you have a place people could play, but also even when you haven't had a place people could play, you still were constantly sticking together, and it's impressive, and it's hard, and it's not always fun, although Christina says it is fun, but she is a masochist. And I think it's really commendable, and especially in New York City, it's very fucking hard. So I think that's something that's clearly important to y'all, and proud. I'm also proud that when you were 16, you were playing the Dispatcher stage. How old were you when you played the Dispatcher stage?
Yeah, I guess 17, 16, around there. It was 2014.
2014.
I can't do math really that well.
Yeah, it's 12,000 years ago. Basically.
Yeah.
Were y'all, before you played the Dispatcher stage, were you playing shows at your house? Did you have house shows?
No, there was a venue. We were doing open mics at Sam Ash.
Oh, okay.
And, Liz was nice enough to let us play the Grand Victory.
Oh, okay.
Before
Punk Island?
Yeah, before Punk Island, we were 17.
Good thing
17.
I didn't know that, because I probably wouldn't have let you played.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, 17 or so, she would let us in there. We didn't really get to play bars, because they'd be what's your minimum draw? If it's under 25, you're not playing. And also, you all have to be over 21.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah. We're
like, yeah. Yeah, we have a sick draw.
It's
50
just
people.
My dad, yeah. And like 3 16-year-olds roll up with my dad, and it's this is our draw.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about Punk Island now. We're going to talk a little about that. We're going to tell some good shit going on this year, 2019, at Punk Island. This is, let's see, how many years have y'all been doing Punk Island now?
This is the third year.
Yep.
Yeah, but you could count 2014 because you played that year.
Yeah.
So this is the fourth year.
5 years?
5 years. 5 years of Basement Dwellers being represented at Punk Island. And so we're going to play a tune, and then we'll get right back to it. All right, get down. All right, let's take another break before we start talking more about Punk Island, and let's listen to another band that is playing Punk Island on your stage, on the Basement Dweller stage. We were talking about Intercourse. Skullcaster played with Intercourse at a Basement Dweller show, I don't know, maybe 6-7 months ago or something like that.
It's like a year ago. May 5th, a year ago.
Yeah, oh, was it really?
Exactly the day.
Wow. Wow.
Nice. Look at that memory. Wow. Maybe he is smart, Christina.
No.
He's a straight A student.
Oh, well, that means nothing.
It doesn't.
Come on. That's, yeah. You're a teacher. You know that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, she cheated. She did everything for me.
That's not true. You know,
yes, it is.
All right, so let's listen to a tune from this band playing your stage. The band is called Intercourse. They're from Connecticut. What do you think? Tell me about this band. What do you think?
They're noise, grind, sludge, hardcore, all the fun words that we all love and adore.
They're crazy. Just they scream.
Yeah, they scream and yell and jump. They just released this a few weeks ago. And yeah, the opening track on this EP, it's like some guy throwing up in his backyard. So
Yeah, it's gross.
It's good.
Sick, literally sick. All right, here's Intercourse from Connecticut playing the Basement Dweller stage at Punk Island 2019. Get down. Punk Island 2019, the Basement Dweller stage is going to be incredible. I'm so stoked about it. You guys were talking about this band Intercourse from Connecticut. They're going to be playing your stage. You know, that's an incredible band. I'm sure they're going to be Wild Show Live. They're always a Wild Show. What are some other bands playing the Basement Dweller stage that you guys are stoked about this year? Obviously, Aluth is playing, right? Is there any other bands playing the stage that you're like, oh man, make sure you fucking check this shit out, like you're really excited about that people seeing?
So I'm really excited about this band called Decisions. They are
Decisions, because there used to be a hardcore band called Indecisions.
I feel like I've heard of that
before. It was pretty big.
So Decisions, they're kind of like, I don't think they're not hardcore, they're just like punk. But they're young and really cool, and they're like, they've got a pretty solid following, I guess. And they're very, I don't know, they're just really exciting. I know that they put on a good show. I've never seen them before, but I've listened to their music and I've seen videos of them that were like really sick, and it looks like they do a good performance. So I'm pretty excited about them.
Decisions. Yeah, that's like the best. As a booker too, you're like, oh, I like this band. And I've never booked him yet. I'm super excited to have him. So that's always a good, fun thing. Yeah, that's rad. What about you, Cody? Who are you stoked about?
Constituents coming down from Baltimore. Yeah, they're grind. They're cool. You know, I'm excited to have some heavier music. constituents. Did I say it wrong?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Then I'm just
saying.
No.
Okay. It's constituents.
It's constituents.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm just making sure. It's a kind of a strange name for a grindcore band, but it's also kind of exciting, you know, grind band that's like.
What does that word mean again?
Constituents are like the people.
Like associates?
Like the I would think about it in politics terms of like, for a politician, they're the people who you owe. Or like you serve as a politician, like they are your constituents.
Mm-hmm. The people?
Yeah, like the people kind of, but like in a very narrow, like democracy way or something like that. Oh, okay. I don't actually know what it means. I have no idea, but it's interesting for a band to be called that. It's interesting.
Yeah, I found grindcore band. And yeah, I was like grind and cool. Baltimore. Cool. And I
yeah.
was like, let's do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you sought them out. They didn't holler at you.
Yeah.
That's also the best thing to have at fucking fests. You want someone who's leading a stage or managing a stage or whatever, you know, cultivating a stage that is finding bands, not having bands holler at them. And I feel like a lot of fests do it the other way, you know, like managers holler at them and like that's how they put people on. But it means a lot when someone is like taking the time to go find the people they want to play. No, that makes, I'm glad to hear you say that. What do you look for in booking? Like when you book Punk Island, is it the same thing you book for like a Basement Dweller stage, or do you feel like, or like a Basement Dweller general show? Or are you looking for something else?
Like you said, it's like a mix of like solid homies who like, you know, will draw and it'll be like there to help and have a good time. And then, you know, like you said, a mix of people we don't know, new stuff, exciting things. And, you know, you kind of mix it together and then, you know, everyone kind of comes out on top.
It is like the most stressful show of the year for all of us. I mean, it's like a great community thing, but people don't know this. You know, the folks at Punk Island, we work all year round, basically making this show happen. It costs a ton of money to have this free all day, all ages show in New York City. Everything takes money, and having a free all day show with 9 stages, there's a ton of money involved in that. So mm-hmm. It's very stressful and it's very cathartic to like have it finally done. And I feel like, you know, we have a good crew of people picking awesome bands this year. I think this is like one of the best Punk Islands ever. I'm really excited about it. Is there a band playing any other stages? Is there like some shit that you're excited about on another stage? Even though you're not going to be able to see it because you're like,
oh, I'm
going
to see it. I'm going to say later when Days and Days plays, I'm going over to your stage. We're right next to each other.
Oh, nice.
I got a band playing. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, you could watch this stage.
There's also, so there's some, well, now we've got this Nacho stage and they put on a lot of bands that I'm really excited about. Like, I'm really excited that Bethlehem Steel is playing Punk Island. They are so
my cousins,
cool.
You know.
What?
Those are my cousins.
Are they really?
Yeah, Steel. No.
Oh, my God. Wow, I can't believe I fell for that. But no, Bethlehem Steel, super talented. The vocalist, Becca, is really cool. And also, I think, I don't know if he's like, he's one of the guitarists, this dude, Patrick, who actually, like, when I was in high school at Goldstein, he was like a para, this guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then he was on a radio show at Brooklyn College. And we were just like, we recognized each other. And I was like, oh, shit, you were at Goldstein, like, helping students out. Now he's in this really awesome band and he's playing Punk Island. And I'm just really excited for them because they're so talented, so good. And I don't know who's going to be playing the Basement Dweller stage when they play, but if I can see them,
maybe you'll get that. You're teaching. Maybe some kids will be in your class, you know.
Oh, shit.
They'll be in a band in a few years.
You know, I've like, actually, oh. You know, I tell my students every time I teach a class, I tell my students about Punk Island. I'm like, yeah, I get to help organize this little festival. And they're just like, what? And they get really excited. And I talk about moshing. And they're like, I had a student this year, like, so potentially I could be in a mosh pit with you. And I was like, potentially, yeah.
Yeah, potentially I could be fucking you up in a mosh pit, student. Yeah, I'm going to school your ass in every single way, motherfucker. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, there's that.
What kind, is that like a fucked up threat? Are they like threatening you, like, oh, we'll be in a mosh pit? Or are they like,
no, they like.
You should have just punched them right in the fucking mouth.
No. They, These are like small kids that they're just like they're excited and they think I'm cool and hopefully they come to I'm gonna send an email out to all the students I had this past year.
Is that ethical?
I'm just gonna be
it's
like
fucking ethical. Fuck you, Cody.
Hey guys, remember the festival I was talking about? Well, why don't you come? And maybe some of them will come.
I mean, first of all, I think this year at Punk Island is a good reflection of exactly what Cody was talking about before. Like homies and community, and you know, we have some. I've been doing the stage for a long fucking time. This is my last year doing it. Al's been doing the stage for a long time with the Transcore community, you know, and this is like either Al's last year or second to last year or something like that, or Al's, you know, finishing up soon. And we've been doing it a long time, but also there's a lot of new shit going on. You know, the Basement Dwellers are holding it down, and the Nacho stage is rad. I love Top Nachos. I think they're an incredible band. It's almost like they're not even from New York. Like they sound like they're from like Southern California pop punk band or something like that. Like something off like that Minuteman label. What's that fucking label? Whatever. Who cares? It's fucking pop punk. Who cares? But it's fucking rad. And I feel like it's a good mix of like bands that maybe you haven't heard of, but you walk around the fest, you get to see like wild shit. Like everybody's got wild shit going on their stage.
Oh, you know what I forgot? Speaking of wild shit, I'm excited for this little kid band, Color Killer, playing All We Got. These are like 9, 12, 10-year-old little boys, and they sound really good.
We also have a band playing the Dispatch from the Underground stage that are like 11 to 13 year old girls from Massachusetts.
That's awesome.
Playing, I think early in the day, like a first or second slot. I can't even remember. Evil Philippe, I think is the name of the band. Terrible name. But, you know, they're really, really young kids.
That's so cool.
They're driving from far away and not getting paid anything to come. Sorry about that, guys. But, you know, it costs a lot of money for the fest, but it'll be fun. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be, we got super young people. I mean, that's partially what we did. That's how Cody and I met, I think.
What?
That's how we met, was like
you being young.
You being young and playing the Dispatch stage.
I was in New Blood. I was like, I'm a little boy. Can you please let me play music?
It wasn't like that. Y'all fucking worked to get on that stage and did a rad job. And Cody and his band Aluth play the Dispatchers from the Underground stage when they were very, very young, still in high school.
Yeah.
And
probably.
To tell a fucked up story about community. This is not how you build community. Here's how you do build community. Bringing young, talented, incredible musicians to play, which is something that Punk Island always does.
I mean, not all the bands are that good. There's a lot of bad. No. Am I playing? I don't know. Joey didn't smile, so I stopped.
Well, no, I think it's a fair question because I think you go to a lot of fests, right? And there's a lot of shitty bands.
Yeah.
But I think Punk Island does a great job of cultivating these stages. Like, I feel like curating these stages, I don't have a single bad band on my stage. Like, everybody's awesome this year. And, you know, every year, every stage at Punk Island is required to have bands that they've never heard of on their stage.
I mean, but we were bad when we played your stage, so, like...
I didn't think so.
I mean...
If you're saying that, you're making me feel like an asshole.
I think I'm bad now. I think I'm always bad, so I don't know.
He's so insecure.
I was happy with your performance at Punk Island. I remember it. And
even when we like almost broke your drum kit and almost broke your head.
The drum kit and the head. I don't remember being upset about the head. You guys
you
did.
You were. You yelled at me.
Yeah, but that's not. That's
you just don't remember.
I remember the drum kit.
Okay.
So in the morning, we're like... We're first band is Aluth, so we're tech checking.
We were second, actually.
Were you?
Milk Cup was first.
Oh. Milk Cup was rad. Did they show up? They didn't show up. Did they show
up? Yeah, they played, man.
But you guys were checking the drum kit. Well, for whatever reason, early in the morning, y'all were checking the drums, and your drummer at the time, who's not your drummer now, didn't know how to check a drum set or something. So he was hitting the kick, and it wasn't coming through. And we know we had all the levels right. We were just, like, getting, like, the fine points right. And Jason, who ran the stage with me, and I are, like, out front listening. And we're like, Jason, that sounds like shit. Is our drum fucked up? Like, what the fuck is going on? And so I go back behind to check your drummer out and see if, like, he fucked something up. And he hadn't hooked the fucking drum pedal onto the bass drum. He just put it next to the drum.
I don't understand.
So like, he didn't unscrew it and like tie it to the drum. So he just like plopped it down next to the drum and was like whamming it onto the drum. And so like it was gonna break the skin. So I like grab him by the back of the neck, and I'm like, listen, man, if you don't know what you're doing, don't play the show. If like you don't know how to set a drum set up, but if you fuck that drum head up, I'm gonna break your fucking leg. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm gonna break your leg. If you break that fucking skin, the first fucking band, I'm gonna break your fucking leg. And he's like, what? Don't break the skin. So the rest of the fucking gig, he barely hit the drum. And I felt really bad because he was like barely touching it. And I'm like, oh my God. I even turned to Phil during it. I'm like, yo, I think I just terrified a child. Like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. That's not how you build community.
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah. You weed out the assholes.
Okay, so that calls your boy out. I'm good with that. I call you out. Fuck that guy out. I was also really glad your dad didn't fuck me up that day for threatening child at the show. So it was really cool of him. Yeah, but this is Punk Island, you know? Like, okay, so Cody thinks his band sucked that day, but I didn't think so. Milk Cup was wild. Milk Cup was crazy. They broke up later after that. But having new, crazy, good bands, it's fucking going to be a good day.
Yeah.
What is it? All right, fine. Cody, let's talk some more shit then. You've been doing this for a long time now. What is it that you most like about doing Punk Island, this huge fest that we do? And what is it you least like about doing Punk Island?
Mm.
You can go in any order you want.
That's a nice.
Yeah, isn't that interesting, Christina, that you really want to talk about the least like? Go ahead. You can just jump into the least like thing.
You have anything to say, Christina?
Go ahead.
I know what Cody don't like.
What don't I like?
Okay, this is even better. Answer this question. What is Cody's favorite thing? Christina, what is Cody's favorite thing about Punk Island and his least favorite thing about Punk Island? And then, Cody, you're then going to answer for Christina what her favorite thing is and her least favorite thing is.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think Cody likes the fact that he has a stage. And he gets to run it because Cody, oh my God, he's so full of himself. But he doesn't.
I am the best.
You see, so he says all that shit behind the scenes
to
me. He's like, I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. And he puts out that he's this humble, blah, blah, blah guy. But actually, he's so full of himself, very egotistical. But
nice, partner. Well done. Well played.
I think he just really likes having a stage and being a leader and getting to call the shots. And it's exciting for him putting bands that he likes on. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. I think you enjoy getting your homies together. I think what you don't like is...
Well, don't you think he's a good leader, though? I mean, he's a
pretty
good leader.
He's an awesome leader.
He's a good leader. He's doing a good job.
Cody's a really smart guy. Very capable.
Well, I didn't say it.
This is all like on my Tinder.
Hey, don't have one of those anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we met, right?
I don't know about smart guy, nice guy bullshit, but he's a good leader.
No, he's a smart guy, but he's a good leader.
All right.
So I'm heckin' proud. I'm being such a groupie.
Okay, get to the next.
Okay, so the next part is that.
Please.
Oh my God. Please. Wow. All right. Baby. I'm doing it.
Weak leadership skills there, though. Not a good guy.
So I think that. The shitty part is when sometimes he's like the only one doing like a lot of like the building shit up and taking shit down. And I think that can be annoying.
For people who don't know, Punk Island, it really starts at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And there's like six of us on the island like building this massive stage that really should have like 25 union crew members doing it.
Exactly.
But really it's just us scumbag punk fucks who are just like, yeah, put this together.
And I'm not saying that nobody helps us, because people do help us. They do help us get it all together, but it's not nearly as much as it should be, and so that can be really stressful and tiring. And when you've been up since 4 in the morning and then you're coming back and you're still up till 2 in the morning and doing all this shit, that's really stressful and exhausting. And then he makes me delirious because I'm up all night and all morning. So
you did it once.
Yes, but for other shit too, and it's the same shit. So okay.
Those are really nice answers, Cody. Why don't you ease on the fucking brakes a little bit? Like, she could have been.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is exhausting. It is fucking brutal. And I'm sure that is the least favorite thing. I also hate those things, too. I also forgot that I hated those things, Christina. So thanks for putting that fear back into my heart of the reality in which we're about to endure. All right, Cody, answer for Christina. What does she like the most? about Punk Island.
Come on. I'm not going to mouth answers to you.
Mouthy. Yeah. Tell them what to say.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you better
what
say
do you
something.
Mean?
Oh, then I'm going to make it up.
Oh, Joey, make it up, please.
Oh, yeah. Here's what she hates. Here's the thing she likes the most. I'll start the because then you can go with the second one you'll want to say. Here's the thing she hates the most. She hates putting up with your dumbass, ignorant comments all throughout the day because you're exhausted and no one's listening to you and doing exactly what you're saying. But you're going to her and complaining because no one else is going to listen. She hates that. Is that true or untrue?
That's true. Okay. I hate when Cody
when Cody
freaks out about something.
I don't freak out.
Yes, you do.
Why are you screaming into the microphone?
And I'm the person who has
to pay you for couples therapy.
I'm the person that has to hear all the shit, and then it sounds like you're mad at me when you're actually mad at other people. And I'm like, oh my God, calm down.
Wow, you guys are already married. That's great. Cool.
But yeah, so that's really annoying. I'll tell you what I like about Punk.
No, whoa. You can't. Hello.
Okay.
This is Cody's supposed to do it.
Cody, do
what
it.
Do you? What does she like about Punk Island? Teamwork, motherfuckers.
I don't know.
Okay, fine, like, Christina. Answer for this motherfucker.
This is ridiculous. I just really like going hard, moshing, and having a really crazy time. It sucks that last year we were in a really awkward spot of land that was like a hill. And so that was really annoying because, like, everybody just wanted to mosh, but you kind of couldn't because you felt like you were going to twist your ankle every 5 seconds.
Wow. It's really kind of sensitive of your crowd to worry about their fucking twisted ankle. They should go hard, dude. Fuck your ankles.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Tape up your ankles. Yo, here's what you do. You fucking tape up your ankles like that with some fucking boxing tape, and you fucking go hard, dude. None of that bullshit.
Joey's ankles are currently taped up with
boxing. I'm ready to fuck some dudes up with some Muay Thai right now, dude. Let's fuck this shit up.
Some little boy is going to break their leg.
It had to be little. What the? Oh, yeah. That kid wasn't little. Yeah.
I just like having a good time and like dancing and going crazy, and then... Aluth lets me scream on one of their songs, so I'm excited to hopefully do that this time.
Now you're not allowed to.
Wow. So now you have your own band playing, and you're going to be taking the Aluth spot during the fucking set, so sick. That sucks for Aluth.
You go on during Days and Days.
Oh, shit.
No.
I didn't know. You like Days and Days?
Yeah, I have like a tattoo of them on
my
leg.
Oh, do you? Let's see the tattoo.
It's a little fishy thing.
Oh, yeah, you do, right below the knee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am excited about Days and Days playing. We're going to have two other surprise bands playing that haven't been announced yet. They will be announced, like, next weekend, I guess, or, like, right before the fest. So you can check the Punk Island website. I don't actually know if we even have a website anymore.
I don't think we do.
Who cares? Websites are dumb. No one goes to them. Check our Facebook and our Instagram. We're going to have those on there. They're huge. I mean, they're big bands. And, you know, I feel really happy that... You don't think so?
I mean, like, all the time you guys are like, this band's so big. I'm like, I've never heard of this band in my
really?
Life.
Really? Oh, one of the two bands. Well, because they're not really... One of the bands is like a punk band.
Or like proposed past... Big bands. I just like a lot of. I don't know. I just guess I don't know things.
No, I mean, you know, I'm old, so okay. Like a lot of the bands that I.
So you're wise.
You would. I agree. Now that you bring it up, I am wise, Cody, young Cody. You should learn the ways of the bands that I like.
Okay. Teach me.
Yeah. So yeah, we do have some cool bands playing. One of them is definitely like punk as fuck, and the other one is like punk, but like you know. I don't know.
Not as fuck.
Not as fuck. I mean, they're just like, they're of a particular brand of punk, I feel like. I don't know. I don't even know if they call themselves punk, but anyway, everyone will be excited to see them. They both put on incredible fucking shows. They played sold out shows all the time, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. But even if they weren't, fucking Days and Days kills it.
Mm.
It's like one of the best bands in the country, I think.
For sure.
Cody thinks.
Yeah.
Christina agrees.
Yeah, they're cool. I'm excited for them.
I make her listen to them all the time.
Oh, do you? Do you like them?
Yeah.
You can tell me the truth. It's okay.
I mean, I would say like that's Days and Days, like their style of music. It's not particularly something that I had ever listened to or heard of before. So it's very new to me and interesting, but I'm really excited to see them live. I know Cody loves them, and I hear that they're just like great people.
Super great
people. So if they're great people, I'm down with them no matter what.
They're great people, and I know we haven't talked a lot about the other stages, but there are incredible bands playing all the stages this year.
Yeah.
Super big.
Everyone.
Super big shout out to Brooklyn Transcore Stage, our homie Al, who has cultivated a great, curated a great fucking stage, I think. And our homies in the Hoosatron Stage, Taking Back Queens. What are the other stages?
Gilligan.
The Gilligan Stage.
All We Got. All We Lunchbox.
Got. Oh my God, you got this locked down. Nacho Stage. And
I think that's it.
Oh my God, we're missing
if
one.
We're missing someone. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. It's nine of them. So you add that up. If that's nine, the Dispatches and the Basin Tour Stages.
I think we got it, yeah.
I am excited. I do want to say I'm super excited about a couple of bands playing the Dispatches of the Underground Stage. People should come check out Killer Sheep. They're a band from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They are fucking hard as hell. Super incredible band. Great message, great politics, and incredible music. Do not miss that band. I think they're playing again here in October, but that's a long way away. So come check out Killer Sheep. There's a band coming all the way from Chicago, Shots Fired, that brings a lot of energy, really cool sound. Definitely want people to check that band out as well. And All Torn Up, my band is going to be playing, and we're going to do like a little weird special set that of, and have one song that we will never have practiced, and we will never play again, and we have never played before. So come check it out and see what that's all about. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a good time.
Also, Aluth is doing some surprise cover songs, so that should be fun.
If we can learn them in time.
No.
That's kind of attitude is not going to cut it, dude. So,
but
just
it's part
do
of
it.
My persona.
No, oh, okay. Well, just do yeah. just do the song.
And then when I leave, I just say to Christina, I'm so great. But right now, I'm not the best. I'm the worst.
I deal with a roller coaster of Cody emotions throughout the day.
Christina, it's been a pleasure talking with you. And Cody,
yeah,
I'm glad you were here too.
Thanks.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I love you guys. I'm really glad you were able to come out here. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing the stage. I love the fucking Basement Toilet stage. I really
thanks
appreciate
for
thank
us.
You.
And yeah, we'll see you all in hell. Yeah. Get down.
Peace.
All right, I want to play a band, a very special band to me, a band that I love very dearly, the incredible Thrash Grass, Houston-based folk punk band Days and Days is going to be playing a Dispatch from the Underground Stage a little later in the day. Not sure exactly what time they're going to be playing yet, so make sure you all get to Punk Island early so you do not miss miss Days and Days. What song do you want to listen to? Is there a song you prefer, Christina, Cody, that you want to hear?
I mean, I like Self-Destructive Anthem. I don't know like if that's streaming on Spotify or anything. I know it's on YouTube, but if not, like Muddy Knees would be cool.
Okay, so we're going to play one of those two songs that I can get a hold of right now. We're going to see which one I have. Either way, here is Days and Days. We're playing the Dispatch from the Underground Stage, and they might be having some other shit going on in New York City around this time, so keep your eyes open. I'll say this. If you're in like the Northeast or the Midwest and you like Days and Days, make sure you plan to come to Punk Island and stick around for a little bit because mm-hmm. you'll be happy that you did. So here's Days and Days. Get down.
Shaking from the DGs or the cold. By the way, I'm feeling shitty, man. This routine's getting old. Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself? I wake up suffocating cause my lungs are filled with tar. I've wasted far too many hours blacked out at the bar. Why do I do this? Why do I do this to myself?
What feels distant from a life I wanted years ago? Torn between this road I'm on and where I called home.
Why do I do this? Why do I do this to myself?
Chained down to a city, to a lover, to a bed. Door is swung right open, I'll just sit under here instead.
Why do I do this? Why do I do this to myself? I'm self-destructing, no one can save me. You asked me if I love you, I said maybe. Why would you love me? You should learn to hate me. I'm going nowhere fast.
Take a know I'm feeling guilt because I never seem to call. Even though I'm far away, this world seems so small.
Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself?
Bitch, and I am broke still, have money for this fear. The letters that I wrote to you, you can't see them from here.
Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself? The weasel, baby, everybody.
Standing out for the pig for pennies, maybe a bit more. My friends far away are the best thing that I've got in store.
Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself?
Driving down the interstate, going way too goddamn fast. A few more hours, we'll be crashing, but later on we'll laugh.
Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself? We don't even.
All we've had for days on end is liquor, beer, and speed. Don't know what we're doing, but we think we need to eat.
Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself?
On the highway, my grand folk in Virginia. I bitch put in one step back, smoking crack with the RZA.
Why do I do this? Why do I do this to myself? I'm self-destructing, no one can save me. You asked me if I love you, I said maybe. Why would you love me? You should learn to hate me. I'm going nowhere fast. From my problems to my problems I ignore. Never mind my ass and mind, fuck what I'm running for. Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself? Well, we traveled to New London and got laid out on the floor. Fuck being nice, I swear I will not be nice anymore. Why do I do this? Why? Why do I do this to myself? I'm self-destructing, no one can save me. You ask me if I love you, I said maybe. Why would you love me? You should learn to hate me. I'm going nowhere fast. I said maybe. Why would you love me? You should learn to hate me. I'm going nowhere fast.
Mom and Dad don't know everything.
All right, that's the end of the episode. Thank you for getting down. I hope you dug everything that Christina and Cody had to say. I'm sure you probably hated all the shit that I was bullshitting about, but that's not the point, really. The point is really to check out what Cody and Christina have to say. Appreciate them taking the time to come over and do this podcast with us. Appreciate all that they're doing. Make sure you stay in touch with the Basement Dwellers. There's tons of ways to do that. I know they have a Facebook page, but also you could always be in touch with them through all the social media pages for Aluth, which is Cody's band page. So Aluth or Basement Dwellers, two ways you can stay in touch with them. They're doing a lot of interesting shit. They got a lot of cool bands that they're highlighting, so please check out all those bands as well. You can see them running a stage at Punk Island on June 22nd, 2019. That is on Randall's Island. It's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's all day. It's all free. It's all punk. Yes, it's all free. There's no alcohol on the island, please don't bring any. It is alcohol free, but I think you can probably find a good time still, because there's 100 fucking free bands waiting to play for you in one of the craziest chaotic band shows you're ever going to see in New York City. So please come by, check it out on Randall's Island, June 22nd. Cody's running a stage with Christina at the Basement Dwellers. I have a stage over at the Dispatch of the Underground. And there's 7 other stages that are fucking rad that you're going to dig too. So we'll see you all on June 22nd. There is a bunch of other shows going on. Choking Victim is playing 2 shows, June 14th and June 15th here in New York City. That's this weekend. I'm not sure if you're listening to this podcast before that or not. My band All Torn Up is playing with Choking Victim on June 14th. We're also playing with We the Heathens. All Torn Up is playing with We the Heathens in New Jersey, in Jersey City, on the 16th at the FM. So check that out as well. It's going to be a good time. I mean, those shows, the Choking Victim shows, are almost sold out. So if you can't go see We the Heathens on June 15th playing with Choking Victim, make sure you go to see them in Jersey City as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's tons of shows going on. It's just so much. It's hard to even keep up with all the incredible shows we have going on. Dispatches from the Underground is hosting 2 shows in July and August. One show in July on July 6th with Harvey Picar, an incredible band from Cleveland, Ohio. And Crazy in the Brains from New Jersey. My band Cop Out is going to be playing. Witch Slap is playing. And In Circles is also playing. And it's a Punks Against Misogyny show. We're going to be talking about and sharing ideas about how we can combat misogyny in our community and in this country that we live, and talking about the ways in which we confront it and deal with it and espouse it and try to overcome it. So come to the show. We're going to be talking about it. Part of the donations are going to be going to an incredible organization that helps women escape violent situations, escape domestic violence situations. It's the Urban Resource Institute, which runs an incredible women's shelter here for people who are dealing with domestic violence. And that's July 6th. That's at the Footlight. And there's another show we're doing in August that's going to be incredible with a bunch of other bands. It hasn't quite been announced, so stay tuned. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on over here at Dispatch from the Underground. Get down with us at Punk Island. We'll see you June 22nd. We'll sort all the other bullshit out later. So see you June 22nd. Till then, get down. I want to play one last band. They're coming from Pittsburgh. They're an incredible band. The name of the band is Killer Sheep. I saw this band opening up, I think, for Leftover Crack. It might have been Choking Victim or Leftover Crack. I don't remember who they were opening up for in Pittsburgh a few years ago. And they absolutely blew my mind. And there are some buddies of some buddies. So luckily they were willing to come play Punk Island. I really hope people come out to see them. And I promise you, anybody who comes out to see Killer Sheep, that will be the band that you were talking about the rest of the day at Punk Island, because they're going to fucking blow you away. They are that good, they are that amazing, and they're that unique that you will not stop talking about how good this band is. So here it is. Here's Killer Sheep playing the Dispatch from the Underground stage at Punk Island 2019 on Randall's Island. Get down.